This afternoon in New York City, President Obama arrived at a fundraiser co-hosted by a gay and lesbian rights group, a Latino nonprofit, and pop star Ricky Martin. It's a notable gathering coming soon after the president said he supports same-sex marriage. Mr. Obama has a commanding lead over Mitt Romney among Latino voters, but those same voters are generally considered socially conservative. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports on how the president's support for same-sex marriage might affect the Latino electorate.
35-year-old Roberto Ordonana is a native San Franciscan and LGBT activist who was on his way to work when he first got the news of the president's announcement.
When I heard about it, you know, I was, you know, completely elated. I was taken by surprise, and immediately I just felt an incredible sense of pride.
Ordonana says he immediately called his parents, who he describes as being like the president. In other words, their thinking has evolved from the days when he first came out at the age of 19.
They have openly met my friends and accepted them into our family. And at the same time, they go to church every Sunday morning. And so they're able to hold both their, you know, religious beliefs and also the knowledge that LGBT individuals should be treated equally.
No one would suggest that the acceptance Ordonana found with his family is universal in other Latino families or the community at large. But his story might challenge a commonly held assumption that goes like this. Latinos have socially conservative views on religion and family. Therefore, President Obama's statement won't play well with Latino voters.
I will be very surprised if this lessens his support among Latino voters at all.
Luis Fraga teaches political science at the University of Washington. Fraga says there's no evidence that Latino voters favor traditional moral or social values over bread-and-butter issues.
A very important issue for Latino voters is immigration. The president has come out very strongly in favor of comprehensive immigration reform and the DREAM Act. That is a far more important issue to Latino voters, as are jobs and the economy, than are issues associated with same-sex marriage.
Still, opponents of gay marriage within the Latino community made it clear they weren't happy with the president's statement. Reverend Sam Rodriguez of the California-based National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference told Fox News Latino, "This is about the government saying we are going to hijack a religious doctrine and change it for you." From New York, Reverend Gabriel Salguero of the National Latino Evangelical Coalition echoed that protest.
There's real concern about the church's freedom to define marriage within its own religious liberty issue, I think. And we're looking really closely on what the president's statements mean in terms of policy.
Still, Salguero isn't prepared to call the president's statement a game-breaker with Hispanic evangelical voters. Polls suggest that Latino views on same-sex marriage are aligned with American public opinion in general. A slight but growing majority supports marriage equality. Antonio Gonzalez is the president of the William C. Velasquez Institute, a public policy and research group based in Texas.
You know, there's a lot of gay people in the Latino community, LGBT people in the Latino community, and they're part of our families. And I think, you know, we're going through a self-education and sensitizing process just like everybody else.
And he says that even if the president loses some Latino votes on this issue, he'll likely make up for it with a re-energized gay and lesbian base. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.